You are listening to the regional newscast for Wednesday, January 13th, 2016. I'm Laura Palmisano. Governor John Hickenlooper outlined his legislative priorities on Tuesday before his annual State of the State address on Thursday. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Hickenlooper says a top priority is removing a hospital provider fee from counting as state revenue under the Taxpayer's Bill of Rights. The roughly $700 million fee currently contributes to the state's revenue limit. The governor says the change would free up money for roads and schools that otherwise would be refunded to residents under TABOR.
What I've said is that this state needs to build infrastructure. And I think it's right now the one viable solution that's there that seems to make sense.
However, Senate President Bill Cabman says Hickenlooper's plan would violate the state constitution. On a lighter note, Hickenlooper talked briefly about his wedding later this week to 37-year-old Robin Pringle. He was engaged 2 weeks ago and says it will be a small affair and didn't reveal any other details. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
A two-vehicle crash in Delta County killed a man on Sunday night. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
Around 5 p.m. Sunday night, a vehicle crashed into oncoming traffic on Highway 92. This is Trooper Matt Lewis with Colorado State Patrol.
An eastbound vehicle on Highway 92, approximately milepost 8, traveled over the double yellow lines, colliding with a westbound pickup truck who was towing a horse trailer containing three horses.
The driver of the vehicle that crossed the lines, Christopher Gilroy, died on the scene. One of the horses died as well.
There was a passenger in the vehicle, the eastbound vehicle, that suffered the major damage with minor injuries. The driver of the pickup truck towing the horse trailer was shaken up but not injured.
Lewis says they're still investigating the cause for the accident.
Obviously, it can happen for a lot of different reasons, either not paying attention, being distracted by cell phones, being intoxicated. There's any number of things that would cause that to happen. We'd just like to remind everybody to pay attention to driving when you are on the road and you are in the driver's seat.
CSP will release more information about the crash as the investigation progresses. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
One of the largest coal companies in the country, which owns one of the largest mines in Colorado, the West Elk Mine outside of Paonia, declared bankruptcy on Monday. Inside Energy's Lee Patterson reports that some environmental activists see this as an opportunity.
Arch Coal holds larger coal reserves than almost any other U.S. company. Denver-based Wild Earth Guardians wants that coal to stay in the ground. Here's Jeremy Nichols, its Climate and Energy Program Director.
We're drawing a line and saying we've sold enough. Industry has what it has, and we're going to start to wind down what's out there right now.
On the news of Arch's bankruptcy filing, the Sierra Club issued a statement in opposition to the company's proposed expansion of its West Elk mine in Colorado. Arch Coal expects mining operations to continue during its bankruptcy proceedings. For Inside Energy, I'm Lee Patterson.
Democrats have a one-seat majority in the state Senate. They'll also have a new minority leader for the upcoming legislative session. State House reporter Benta Berkland sat down with her as part of our series interviewing legislative leaders.
I'm here with the new Senate minority leader, Lucia Guzman of Denver. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you. It's great to talk to you.
So you're replacing Democratic Senator Morgan Carroll of Aurora, and she's still serving in the State House, but she's running for Colorado's 6th congressional district, so she stepped down from her leadership role. How will that transition, you know, what will that transition be like?
The transition, I think, will be fun. She will be a full member of the Senate caucus. I think we've had plenty of time for me to adjust, for our staff to adjust. We've changed staff. We've gone through all of those steps and procedures.
What do you see as the biggest policy challenges?
We continue to be focused on the middle class. We continue to be concerned about jobs. We continue to be concerned that the rural areas are very much a part of our agenda. We have continued to be very concerned about the budget and how that's going to unfold.
With the shootings in Colorado Springs in October and November, do you think anyone in your party will introduce any, you know, gun restriction legislation or legislation tied to the mentally ill and access to guns? What have you heard, or have there been discussions around that?
It certainly is a major concern for our caucus. What's happened in Colorado Springs and what continues to happen here at the legislature in terms of the feelings about women's health. We do not have any sense right now that our caucus will be bringing some bills to work around any of new gun legislation whatsoever. We will continue to stand firm in support of the gun legislation that has been passed in the previous years.
And what is it like for you coming in as the leader of your caucus? And out of all the legislative leaders, you're the newest one to come in. It's a presidential election year. You have members running for Congress. How are you going to approach that?
It's very tricky. It's, in a way, it's a fun time. There's activity going all over the place. We are in a position in our caucus where we are in the minority. And we believe that as long as we are in the minority, we are not going to be able to do for the people of Colorado what the people of Colorado overwhelmingly have told us they need and want to have a quality life here in Colorado. We also know that we must be very strategic about what we do, how we do it, so that in the long run we are looking towards the future, towards the election, towards the outcome of those elections, and hoping that they will be positive for our group. You know, as a senator, I have had certain great interests, whether it be judiciary or health of our kids in schools. Now, as the minority leader, I have to think more broadly. I have to think about the caucus itself.
In the past, you've been a strong advocate for repealing the death penalty. Would you still like to see that pass while you're in office? And I know this presidential election year probably isn't going to be the year.
It's been a long-term passion of mine. You know, my father was murdered, and yet from that very day, I continue to think that we do not grow as a society by killing people who kill people. So I'm going to, the next 3 years that I have here in the Senate, I am going to try to repeal the death penalty, try to get that movement going. I am not bringing that bill this year. Again, it goes back to the fact that I'm the minority leader, not the individual senator.
Thanks. That was Senate Minority Leader Lucia Guzman of Denver. We appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks for being here.
I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.
The Colorado legislative session starts today. You've been listening to the regional newscast on KVNF. I'm Laura Palmisano.